This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. Good morning, everyone. Flooding is still the story in the Midwest. National Guard troops and volunteers are laying millions of sandbags on top of levees along the Mississippi River. The Associated Press says that might not be enough on more than two dozen levees, and water could flow over the top. The Mississippi River water is still surging in southeastern Iowa, and more towns could be inundated. Thousands of people who live in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, still cannot go home. City resident Mike Newcomb can't get to work, can't get to sleep at home, and can't reach his car.
I got a car that's not even half a mile down the road. They won't let me get it. I got a house that's, I can't get to it. I got a business that's swamped. I can't get in there. So I guess get a motel room and go swimming.
President Bush plans to fly to the Midwest later this week to view the damage. He'll have to wear insect repellent when he's there. There are millions of mosquitoes in the murky water, and they are spawning millions of eggs. The water is so polluted, you can't see through it, you can't see what you might step on. People are lining up in Cedar Rapids to get free tetanus shots. Authorities in southern China are sandbagging towns and cities on the Yellow River ahead of more rain and flooding there. State-run media says 63 people have died and well over 1 million people have been evacuated for safety. This is the latest natural disaster to strike China. Earlier this year, many Chinese provinces were buried under snow and ice storms. And then there was the earthquake in May that killed nearly 70,000 people. NATO troops are gearing up to fight Taliban rebels. Hundreds of them escaped during a jailbreak staged by Taliban rebels last Friday at a Kandahar prison. NPR's Ivan Watson is just outside Kandahar, where he says the escaped prisoners have quickly taken over towns.
About 500 Taliban fighters captured a number of villages directly to the north of Kandahar in the Argandab district. They claim to have captured 5 to 7 villages, and that has forced hundreds of families to flee those villages and has definitely been a major setback for the Afghan government.
That was Ivan Watson reporting. Tiger Woods has won the 2008 Open Professional Golf Tournament. Like you were surprised. Woods needed a sudden-death playoff against Rocco Mediate, who says it was a thrill just to make it to the end with the golf star.
Especially against him, with everybody in the world all looking in, and everyone was expecting me to get my ass handed to me, and I didn't. I almost got it done.
It was a well-earned victory for Woods. He's recently had knee surgery. This is the third U.S. Open championship for Tiger Woods, the 14th major golf title he's won. Incidentally, if he wants to tie the record held by Jack Nicklaus, he needs to win 4 more titles. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.